Private sector hiring is slowing way down thanks to the surge in the coronavirus. ADP payroll reports private companies only hired back 167,000 people in July, compared to 4.3 million in June and 3.3 million in May, a month after April's economic shutdowns that erased more than 19 million jobs. Most economists predicted the return of nearly 2 million jobs in July, and they were forecasting almost as many as that in this Friday's Labor Department jobs report. A new report finds nearly 80% of credit card holders are worried about making even minimum payments. That's according to a survey by creditcards.com. While overall credit card debt is down as consumers slow their spending, creditcards.com analyst Ted Rossman says he's afraid more people are also relying on their plastic just to make ends meet. Mortgage rates are down again, but mortgage applications fell anyway. The Mortgage Bankers Association's average for a 30-year fixed dropped 6 basis points this week to 3.14%. Walmart is delaying the launch of its competitor to Amazon Prime again.
Recode reports the subscription service called Walmart Plus was originally set to debut back in March or April, but was then pushed to July. It's unclear whether Walmart has scheduled a new date or if that program will launch regionally first and then go nationwide. Walmart Plus will cost $98 a year and will offer same-day delivery of groceries and other items, discounts on fuel at Walmart gas stations, and early access to deals. While stockpiling in March and April really helped to boost Walmart's sales to record highs, its online business is still just a fraction of Amazon, which boasts more than 150 million Prime members. I'm Frank Holland.
And Walmart is launching pop-up drive-in movie theaters in its parking lots. It was created in partnership with the Tribeca Film Festival as a pandemic and family-friendly entertainment option. The first movie will play Friday, August 14th and run through October 21st at Walmart Supercenters. The movies will be free but will require a ticket because of parking limitations. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.